Yeah, that happens. But, yeah, it's definitely changed over the years. But, like I said, we try and do as many fun things as possible. When Winter Field Day come around, we said, hey, let's do that. That'll be something fun. So we've had fun doing that over the years. We started out working from the county communications trailer out at Harry Brown Airport. So out on the tarmac in a trailer at middle of the winter, there was days, you know, it was below zero wind chill outside and you know, 4 feet of snow around you, and we're all crowded, eight of us crowded in this little trailer making contacts, but we had a good time. We've moved it over to the indoor at least so that everybody's warm. We've got, you know, access to the kitchen and the bathrooms right there, and we actually get more people to come in to visit. So, you know, we do Winter Field Day, Summer Field Day. We do public service events. Got one coming up November 21st. Let me break. November 21st, we'll be down at the Saginaw Children's Zoo doing what the club has done for, as long as I've been around, and I was going to say probably at least 30 years, is we send the radiograms, or what are called Santagrams, to the North Pole. So we get a friend of ours comes up from Illinois to run it, and he runs, instead of Morse code, he runs the old telegraph. He's the president of the U.S. Telegraph Association, and he comes up, been coming up for a number of years, and he sets up his old telegraph equipment, and we sit around and we take information from the kids. We take their name and their city and a couple of toys or things that they want for Christmas, and he sends them by. Now it goes through his phone where we used to actually hardwire into the zoo's telephone system, but he's doing it through phone connection now, and he sends it up to a friend of his, Ed Trump, up in Fairbanks, Alaska. And then Ed, after all they go through, we send probably 250 messages that night at the zoo, and he'll print them off and he'll package them in an envelope, and he sends them up to the city council at North Pole, Alaska. And it's really fun. We have a good time. They light the waterworks out there for the Christmas. They got all sorts of food vendors. They shoot off fireworks at the night, and it's just a good time for the holidays. So that's coming up at the 21st. We set up at about 5 o'clock. The event starts around 6 o'clock and goes into the fireworks, which is usually about 8:30.
Yeah. I'm- sounds like a real nice thing you got going there. I don't know if I can talk the grandchildren into going, but that would be something. Maybe one of them needs a little bit more hands-on. He likes to fiddle with stuff. So, you know, being related to ham radio, maybe I can get him to go. But maybe all of them, we'll see. But, hey, when's the next club meeting? And also, I cannot remember your first name. Mine is Al.
All right, Al, it's Ron, Romeo Oscar November. It'll be coming up on December, first Friday of December. It's either the 5th or the 6th, one of the two, the 5th or the 6th coming up. Typically, we do a holiday potluck, so everybody just brings a dish to pass. Usually, it's at 6 o'clock. We do 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 for the potluck dinner to get everybody together, have a little holiday feast there, and then we do the club meeting afterwards, which is December is always the election of the club officials. We've got always president, vice president, secretary, treasurer open every year if somebody wants to throw their hat in on that, and we also have one open board position that one of our members, their time on the board has ended, so they elected not to continue, so we have one open board position as well. So 6 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport, and that's our next meeting. It's either the 5th or the 6th. Check the calendar. I don't have it with in front of me at the moment. So, all right, Al, I got to go. I've been sitting out in the driveway, and I know I got dinner waiting, and my granddaughter is coming over at 6 o'clock. I have to give her a music lesson, so I got about 20 minutes to eat dinner before they show up. And I got to give her music lesson tonight. So good talking to you again. And we'll catch you on the air again. KCYVF, over to you.
All right, there, Ron. Real good. I'm not going to hold you up there. Just drop one more name in on you. Dave Podcat, another amateur radio operator, in case you ever heard of him. But anyway, you have a good night. Enjoy your grandchild there, and enjoy your dinner. This is KI5DCE. Go play.